four nights here.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
Nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills.
What does that mean?
The Bills won their division.
Oh.
No coincidence, Tom Brady's no longer in the division.
That helps.
It helped a great deal. Surprised the Bucks came back?
No, because we had insider information that they were going to run the table. I knew 4 weeks ago that they were going to want to run the table.
So easy.
From my inside source that may or may not have been here.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want to know.
Perfect.
They're playing their starters. I've been arguing with somebody on the Book of Face who was very upset at the New Orleans Saints for running up the score the week before. Running back, I think he had 12 touchdowns that game. It certainly seemed that way. And he should have broke the record. Why they didn't let him score the next to last touchdown, they had the Hill, score. Where it was like the one or two, they should have given him, feed him the ball, feed him the ball, feed him the ball. What is the difference between that and what the Bucs did last week? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with scoring and scoring and scoring, especially when you're talking at the professional level.
Or at any level.
Well, I'm going to say, I can argue them all, and I will. You know, at the collegiate level, if you take that paycheck of $1 million+ and you're, I want to say Appalachian State, but I know they came back and shocked Michigan a couple years ago. If you, Coastal Carolina, who had the blunder, every time I think of a team, I can think of something better. If you're going to take the money, then Alabama's going to run the score up on you. Back in the day, Florida State's going to run the score up on you, and they should.
I mean, Texas Longhorns ran up the score last night on Colorado, 55-23 in the bowl game.
Nothing wrong with that.
In the Valero Alamo Bowl in San Antonio.
Your job's to stop them.
That's what they said in the commentary. They said that's their job. Like, if you don't want them to score, stop them.
So I'm okay with either, but I made a comment, and he came back with it's totally different. They took Brady out. They took, Evans out in the third. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
If it doesn't matter.
It does.
I'm going to tell you why it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay? If you take Brady out and you put Gabbard in or whoever, they're going to still try to score.
Right? Right.
It's not like you're laying down.
Right.
He came out, he threw a bomb right away. They're not running the ball. It's the same thing. So to say, well, you need to take your starters out, I'm pretty sure that the backups in Tampa are better than what Detroit has. They've proven that.
But it hurts the player when they go time to negotiate their contract because it's all based on stats and how they match up against other people in the league. For example, Shaq Barrett going up against the sack record of all time. And so when they take players out of plays because they have such a large lead, it does hurt the younger guys, the up-and-coming guys. Tom Brady won't be affected by the contract, one way or the other if he doesn't get.
Blaine Gabbert getting in to play a quarter, getting in to play a half, isn't going to benefit either.
Right. So,
And I'm not saying I have a problem with taking Brady out.
And if you have a guy like Brady, if he's the GOAT and he wants to keep padding the numbers to make it so no one can ever touch his records in playoff play or Super Bowl appearances.
None of that is what makes Tom Brady the GOAT.
Well, but that on the stat sheet, that's what makes him the GOAT.
Nothing of that makes Tom
Brady.
Most
touchdowns. You don't think he's playing for the records to have the greatest of all time? And then separate yourself so far that no one will ever achieve it?
That's the reason he came to Tampa, is to separate, win the Super Bowl at home, which has never happened before. Tom Brady is the GOAT because of the jewelry that he has.
Sure, six rings.
And it'll never be beat. It'll never be beat, even though it'll be beat. Everything gets beat.
Right?
Everything eventually will get beat. Now records are falling in MLB for a totally different reason, but records are made to be broken. Tom Brady is the GOAT because of the rings that he's won. It's not how many touchdowns he's thrown. I don't even think that really matters. I truly don't.
Really?
I really don't. Because when you talk Tom Brady, what do you talk? You don't talk the most games, which I think he just, re-broke that. I think he went past, I think it was Brett Favre, I don't remember. I don't pay attention. What you remember is Super Bowls.
Well, like Cal Ripken Jr. You remember Cal for being like the Iron Man. Never took days off, never missed games. His durability.
I remember an alleged story, though.
What?
You've never heard the alleged story?
No, tell me.
It's all alleged.
Oh, it's story time with Uncle Randy.
It's just a story I was once told.
Okay, let's go.
And I've never done the research. I'll tell you what. I'll tell the story if you do the research between now and next week to confirm whether it's true or not.
Well, I'm taking the rest of the year off. I'm not doing any work.
That's fine. When we come back, all you need to research is, was there ever a Baltimore Oriole game that was postponed due to the lights not working?
So they threw the game for him?
Just an alleged story that I heard. I've heard that for years.
Really?
And years and years. Alleged. I'm not making it up. It's something that was told to me. Okay. And I've just never cared enough to actually do the research.
Wow.
I'll tell you off the air the rest of the story.
Oh, boy.
Who used to say that? The rest.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. Little guy. He was on 60 Minutes.
You and these little people today. How many games did you guys win on this short baseball league?
And I have a picture with him. Paul Harvey. That's not who I'm thinking of. Was Paul Harvey the rest of the story? Yeah, I think it was. Who was the guy on 60 Minutes that always did the last thing? Little guy. He had eyebrows that were like yards.
Bernie Sanders? No. Larry King? I don't know.
Oh, I can't think of his name. And we were walking on Radio Row, and he walked out, and some a big media guy. And I like asked, hey, can I get a photo? It'd look cool on the website. And I want to say he growled, I'm not stopping walking.
I love it.
Andy Rooney.
Yeah, Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney. So I have a photo of us walking, you know, and he's like hunched over like my dad was. And yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, Paul Harvey was the rest of the story. I used to listen to him all the time. Paul Harvey.
I didn't really know him. That was a different era, I think.
Back when I listened a lot to radio, talk radio, I listened to Paul Harvey. And there was a local guy, and I don't remember his name. Maybe somebody that's listening will. On Down the Dial. I think he was on 970, and he died at a gas station.
Fuck, died at a gas station.
I think he filled up his tank and then drove off, only he forgot to take the nozzle. It's not funny.
And it exploded.
And it exploded.
Wow.
Yeah. I used to listen to him a great deal.
Well, that's why they have those pull-off nozzles now, right? I mean, to prevent that.
I would hope.
I
definitely would hope. Where were we? Why did you take me off subject? Like we have a subject.
No, that's the beautiful thing about like the end of year review. I mean, there has been such a crazy 2020 that nothing that was normal is normal now. You know, like we all have to refine normal. Like that's what 2021 will be.
I don't think 2021 will be normal. I don't know if I'll ever get back to a UFC. I don't know if they'll ever have us all back. I know there's some media there and stuff. And I know I could get on a plane and go to a UFC. Now, whether I can do the radio show like we were doing before, having the guests on like we had before. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the virus at an airport stops at the food court.
Right.
Right. When will the virus all of a sudden stop?
I don't think it's going to stop. I think it's just a matter of like how much vaccine is available to give people comfort that they feel.
Would you take it?
Hell no. Absolutely not. But I will have to, because eventually it's going to be, well, you can't travel to this country unless you have a vaccine. And you can't get a job if you don't take this vaccine. So,
well, you don't need to worry about one of those.
Well, right, the job.
No, the travel.
I mean, but the point is, like, eventually everybody's going to have to, or you're going to be stuck in your life. You won't be able to do certain things. You won't be able to attend a UFC event unless you're vaccinated and have your proof of it.
So you're going to have to show a card that says you're vaccinated to go into a building?
I'm sure you'll have some QR code or some barcode on a phone and you'll have to show it.
Or do you do it like you're doing now where they ask you questions and you just lie?
I'll tell you what, I came through immigration last week. They didn't test me. They didn't take my temperature. There was no COVID issue in the airport traveling to and from Brazil. They're coming back in the U.S. or coming out. There was no, they didn't ask for tests, they didn't ask for results, nothing. I was completely shocked.
Did they give you any money to come back into the country?
Just $10,001.
You know, we're giving out, yeah, you know, a lot of money.
It was only $10,001. You can only declare, you can only take $10,000 with you. They gave me $1 extra, so I got in trouble.
So you got caught.
But
it's a bag of money.
But no, and but in all seriousness, like I really thought it was going to be a lot more strict, because if I go to the gym, if I go to Crunch and I work out, first thing I got to do is I got to scan. I scan my membership card. Then they make me go over to the little machine. I stick my forehead on the thing. It reads my temperature. Then a voice audible sound says, your temperature is 98.2 degrees. And then you pass and you get to go work out.
Here's how why ridiculous that is. Okay, this has happened at the hospital where my wife works. So she went outside one day. Like there's a McDonald's there and there was a line. She went around to the front, walked into the McDonald's. And then when she went back, because it was so damn hot out outside, she couldn't get back inside.
Really?
She had to sit there and wait until her temperature came down.
Because it was too hot.
Because it was too hot, yeah. It's so silly.
There's so many crazy stories.
I went to go visit my dad at the VA, and they took your temperature, and I'm like, I'm going to a gravesite.
He's already gone.
What difference does it make? You're not going in the hospital? No. Oh, yeah, you're right. It really doesn't make sense. Yeah, no kidding. So I don't know if it'll ever be normal. I truly don't.
Yeah, I mean,
it will be normal when Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier go at it again.
That's always normal.
I'm not really hyped about it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care.
The GOAT's coming back.
First of all, stop with the GOAT.
He's a GOAT.
The GOAT of what? Stupidity?
The greatest hype man, the greatest showman, the greatest entertainer of the UFC history.
Not the greatest entertainer.
Who pulls more draw than a Conor McGregor fight?
That doesn't
ticket sales, the attention. Who puts more butts in the seat?
A lot of he is up there, and because again,
name one is bigger than him.
At the time,
anytime,
I would put Tito in that category. Because again, people paid money; they wanted to see Tito lose. People pay money because they love Conor McGregor, but they also want to pay that kind of money because they want to see him get his head knocked off.
Right.
You know, so he's in that. Anderson Silva was massive.
Yeah, he was a big.
You know, in when he was the GOAT.
What hurt him was he was so dominant.
Lost. That's what hurt. No. He eventually lost.
No, but what hurt him was that he was so good that he just danced around and didn't take it serious, and people lost interest because his level.
What hurt him was the Chris Weidman when he did that and got knocked out.
And then, you know, with Anderson.
But people loved when he did that crap when he did it to Forrest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, it's all fun and games until you get your eye poked out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all those gimmicks were, oh, I can't believe he did that and got away with it. Then he pulled that crap with Chris Weidman.
But do you think Anderson would be as dominant today if he was, like, in his prime?
Absolutely.
No way.
Absolutely.
It's a different sport.
It is a different
sport. It's like Hoist Gracie.
It is a different
sport.
The
leverage, the jitsu.
And I hate hypotheticals.
It is hypothetical, but it's true.
No, I'm saying I hate hypotheticals because you can't ever prove it.
Well, you can prove it.
Can I finish before I slap you upside the head?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to get a domestic abuse here in a minute.
I'll add it to my smuggling.
Hypotheticals that cannot be proven drive me crazy because whatever I say, I'm going to believe, but it doesn't mean that it's true because we can't prove it.
Right, it just means you're wrong.
I believe Anderson Silva, at his best, destroys Israel today.
That's a bold statement.
It is a bold statement.
But they're the same fighter.
I believe Anderson Silva beats Israel.
There wouldn't be a punch thrown.
Yeah. Anderson would kick him upside the head and you'd never see his foot.
Listen, they're both counter-strikers. Neither one of them have an offensive game. They would both be in the center of the octagon and no one would throw a punch. It would be like the Yoel Romero. At least he attempted to shoot in a couple times. But if it was Anderson and Israel in their primes, it would just be two guys dancing and then no one would make that first move, so there'd never be a counterattack.
I agree with a lot of that. A lot.
That's the style because that
Anderson
style
wins the fight.
But they figured out that style fighting.
Well, obviously they haven't.
Well, Israel is a different.
So they haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
You can't say they figured it out when nobody's figured it out.
Well, I think they're gonna figure it out.
Who?
Jan Blachowicz. If that fight happens, I think you're gonna see a champion change hands.
Well, you're not because Israel's going up to fight Jan. Jan's not gonna show up. Jan will be there.
Well, Jan will be there.
Right. So he's going up to light heavy. He's not coming down.
Right.
So he's not going to lose his title.
Yeah, but he'll lose that fight. He'll lose that fight.
When you talk GOAT in your ridiculousness, do you have to be undefeated to be the GOAT?
That's a loaded question.
Well, because it's been bugging me, and then somebody put a post up from whatever that award show was, that Amanda Nunes won the GOAT women of all time.
Yeah, but she had losses. She's
so my question
in an early career.
But here's my thing. I said, why do you have to put the W there? Take the W out, because I'm tempted to say Amanda Nunes is the GOAT.
I mean,
I have her right around two. I have John Jones one.
Okay.
But, you know, everybody's throwing out the steroids and the this and the that. So if you don't have to be undefeated and the steroids don't matter and losses don't matter, and unless John Jones goes up there and wins the heavyweight title, I may have to say Amanda Nunes is the GOAT.
Does it change if they change promotion? Like this week, Anthony Showtime Pettis has left the UFC. He has gone over to the Professional Fight League. Does his record start fresh? Like, does it matter if you start your fighting career and then you get to the UFC and you have losses in your amateur career or your young pro career, but as a UFC fighter, you're undefeated, you go 30-0, you know, does that change?
And then go back to another organization?
Are you sure? Like, does it, like, if you leave the, like, if you leave the UFC undefeated, like, Khabib, if you leave the UFC undefeated, when you go to another federation, like one, and you lose, Demetrius Johnson, you go and you lose, does it change your status? Does it change your ranking?
Absolutely. For two reasons. One, you've lost, and two, you've lost in a lesser organization. Now, I'll take the flip side and say the same thing. Say you're not undefeated, or you're undefeated, it doesn't matter, and you go to another organization. And let's be honest, the UFC is the elite. It is the number one MMA organization in the world. Most of, not all, most of the top athletes are in the UFC. If you leave the UFC and continue to win somewhere else, it doesn't boost you up any higher because you're not in the elite organization. You go to Canada and play Canadian football, doesn't mean that you're going to leapfrog, you know, the NFL.
Well, speaking of Canada, would you like to take a guess on what I and George St. Pierre have in common?
You're both small people.
You and the small people thing. What is wrong with you? Do you have COVID? Is your brain on fire? Is something wrong? Would you like to guess?
No.
Would you play a game? And like?
No.
Well, you know we're both goats.
Of obviously. What?
Well, he's a fighting and I'm of like everything.
Okay, first of all, you're a donkey. You're not a goat, and GSP's not a goat either.
That's so hurtful.
On GSP or you?
Just say that about GSP.
GSP's not the goat.
Why? Because he lost to Matt Serra.
No,
he didn't take that serious. He didn't even train for that fight.
I understand that.
It was a lucky punch.
Well, it wasn't lucky. It was a perfectly placed punch. Has nothing to do with luck at all.
It was the underwear he's wearing. Like, Matt Serra had his Captain America underoos on.
Now somebody has it in a frame because they purchased it.
From you?
Well, from the charity. But I don't believe GSP is the GOAT of MMA or the GOAT at welterweight.
Really? Who would you put above him?
I'd put... Khabib, and I'd put Matt Hughes.
Ooh.
GSP didn't dominate.
Matt Hughes dominated Bisping.
Matt Hughes dominated. And you can say lesser talent. You can say whatever you want. Yes, GSP coming and beating Bisping was huge. But that wasn't at welterweight.
If he comes back and he fights Khabib and he wins, does he move to GOAT status? Look at the wheel spinning.
I don't know if he moves to GOAT status, but he moves into the GOAT discussion.
Because if he moves up, or if he comes back and he beats Khabib, and Khabib has said the only fight that intrigues him is the GSP fight, if he's going to come out of retirement, go against his mom's wishes, the promise he made his mom not to compete again. But if GSP comes back and beats Khabib in his prime, I mean, he's at the top of his game in his prime. You can't deny GSP the GOAT status.
Well, you can deny it, but he's in the discussion.
All right.
Well, I still have a problem not saying an undefeated fighter.
So you have to be undefeated.
John, well, and it was a question I asked you earlier.
John Jones lost to Matt Hamill.
He didn't lose. He got disqualified.
That's a blemish on his record.
It's a blemish. It's not a loss.
Doesn't say a loss on his record?
I believe not. I believe he was disqualified.
I thought he has like one loss and one no contest.
Well, he definitely has a no contest. It could be. It could be a loss. But it was a DQ. It wasn't a loss.
To get back
ask
to the
Matt Hughes's or Matt
Messer?
No. Matt Hamill? Matt Hamill. I can't think of his last name. Ask Matt Hamill if it's a win or a loss.
Well, he says it's not.
He says it's not. He said John Jones did not lose to him. Ask Matt Hamill's face who won that fight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. I get it. I agree with you somewhat.
But again, that goes back to the question that I originally asked you in that, do you have to be undefeated to fall under GOAT status? Now, again, don't pick and choose, because we discussed Tom Brady being the GOAT. He has losses.
Yeah, sure.
Seeing that every person that's ever played.
And a baseball player is like the greatest lose, you know, 7 out of 10 times when they, you know, have a batting average of 300.
Did Pete Rose lose that much?
He did. I mean,
I don't know. He went to Derby Lane a lot.
You know, I think he only bets on himself or his own team.
Well, that was the alleged story. I did a show from Derby Lane once, and Pete Rose is my favorite player, even though we didn't go see him that time because I was too tired last year. But
I was so mad.
Pete Rose was there at Derby Lane during the show.
Charlie Hustle.
It was the longest break I think I ever took. I still have that baseball.
Dang. I had a chance to meet him, and you dropped the ball.
Yeah, I was tired.
But speaking...
I red-eyed it back from Vegas.
Are you ready to get back to my question?
What was it?
Of what do I and GSP have in common?
Nothing.
No, that's not the answer.
I don't know.
You don't want to take any guesses?
I don't.
You want to play 10 questions? 5 questions?
I don't, but because I always make you play it. Is it have to do with cities?
No.
Dates?
No.
Clothes?
No.
Ex-boyfriends?
Getting warmer, but no.
I don't know what.
He is the new spokesman for Bud Zero. It's a zero-calorie Budweiser. It has 50 carbohydrates and zero sugars.
And you endorse the Bud Store down on Central Avenue.
I'm a pizza guy, so of course I'm pro
Bud
choice. Yes, I drink this zero-calorie beer. It gives you the same feeling of drinking. You get to be social. It tastes like regular Budweiser, but it has zero calories, and it's you know, no alcohol, obviously. So you can drive and don't have to worry about, you know, DUIs and being responsible. So I've been drinking this since it came out. It actually came out during the World Series. They played a commercial. I went and bought a six-pack the next day, and I've been drinking it ever since. And GSP is now the spokesman for it. So
good for both of you.
See, great minds think alike. I mean, we're pretty much like brothers.
Or drink alike.
Yeah, we cheers to my northern friends in the great white north.
I remember vividly in Houston fighting Matt Serra, walking down the hall, and a very good, close training partner of his was telling me stories about how concerned he was for the fight. I'm like, concerned? What are you concerned about? It's GSP. It's Matt Serra. He goes, I don't like it. And look what happened.
Well, take off, eh? You hoser. You remember that movie? Rick Moranis.
Never saw it.
What? Strange Brew?
Never saw it.
Rick Moranis and the other guy, whatever his name was, they were like brewery testers. They were just drinkers, and they drank beer all day. And then they ran out of money, ran out of beer, so they went and worked at the factory to be a taster. And they created like a hockey team, and they talk with the accent like, take off, you hoser. You know, like the Canadian... Like all the announcers on NHL.
Super Bowl coming up 6 weeks. It's about 6 weeks away.
It's the 7th. It's the 7th
of February. So for roughly 6 weeks. Do you see anybody defeating the Kansas City Chiefs before Tampa? I'm not saying before Tampa beats them. I'm saying before they get to Tampa.
I mean, they're the champs. So until they lose, you got to give them the
Is
advantage.
That another one of those stupid things you say?
It was in my fortune cookie. It'll probably be there the hot pot tomorrow. It'll probably be like,
I can't wait to go try that place.
But like, you're always the champ until someone beats you.
Well, they are the champ.
Once a champ, always a champ.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's what they say.
Okay. So yes, once a champ, you're always a champ. Doesn't mean you're going to be the champion of the 2020 virus season, you know.
Yeah, there's an asterisk next to that champ. All the athletes have an asterisk this year, right? The Stanley Cup, Yeah, it's a shortened season.
It doesn't matter.
They didn't get a full training camp.
It doesn't matter.
They didn't get certain players.
The same amount of diamonds are going to be on the ungodly, grossly
ring. So many athletes didn't get to go because their wife or girlfriend wouldn't let them.
You're an idiot. All right, let's go ahead and break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm just listening to you. You like this? Bye, Jeff. And I've told the story that this was my older brother's favorite band, and I hated them growing up. Anything my older brother liked, I couldn't stand.
Right.
And then to become friends with the lead singer of his two favorite bands is just craziness. Cheap Trick and Chicago. That was funny what you read to me. That somebody's Instagram.
Oh, yeah. It's New Year's Eve coming up. I'm not sure what I'm going to wear to the living room. And that, I might not even go.
It is pretty funny. Are you going to do anything special? When is New Year's Eve? Is that tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Are you still, do you live in the past? Like, do you still think of, like, you know, like, are you living, like, now?
Or
do you
no, still I'm living of, now. I'm living.
Or do you think
today.
Of your glory days, like Chicago, and you still listen to the same music to capture that time of your life?
Yeah,
and,
I do that.
Like, where were you on this day, 2006?
I don't know where I was on this day today.
I bet you'll know where you were on this day, 2006.
No idea.
Would you like to guess?
No, because I have no idea.
I assume you're behind the Iceman Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz live when they fought.
Was this two?
On this day. This is the second fight.
The second one?
Look at that glory day. Look at that.
I'll tell you where I was. I was probably in the front row of the media section.
But I'm going to try to still like freeze frame all
these. Hated that fight. Hated that fight.
Because you knew the guy.
Yeah, I really dislike when two guys that, and it's not just that I know, you know, or two guys that I interview, you know, I consider both of them then and now friends.
Look at the sponsors. Toyo Tires was a sponsor back then.
Yeah, Toyo was big with
Mickey's,
them.
Mickey's Malt Liquor, Exions. Was that the MGM Grand?
That's where they used to be.
Headblade, Exions.
Yeah.
But like, I love the old school marketing, the old school Amped Mobile.
I like the old school, you know, with their own, you know, sponsorships and, you know, logos and shorts and all. I liked that better. I did like that.
It made the camps
individuals,
right? And then when the fighters came from the same camp, they all had the same gear, so it built more of like a fraternity. And then it was like ATT versus
the Gracie Train.
Huh?
It's the Gracie Train.
Yeah, the Gracie Train.
When they would all, yeah. You know.
And then what, your boy Pat Miletich?
Miletich,
the military systems, like, they had a farm, right? They had trained on a farm. And
I don't know. I believe it was a gym. But
I thought they had, like, a hill, like kind of like the, who was the Mike Singletary when he was the head coach of the 49ers? He brought in all that dirt to have his athletes trained and running up and down the hill.
I'm glad to see him doing a commercial now.
Who?
Mike Singletary.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's doing some kind of, he's like at a football practice. Bring it on in! And they all run into the center. And
dude, he got performance out of his players by conditioning them that way.
Except Vernon Davis.
What happened to Vernon Davis?
He sent him to the locker room. They had a little argument, you know, in the middle of a game. Mike Singletary was.
But I remember stories like Pat Miletich had the same kind of like farm, like they flipping tires and like way before CrossFit was a thing and like before all that was a thing. Like he was like the one that created
that
elite. Whole.
Yeah, the I elite. Mean, at the time that was the elite. And, you know, you'd really have to stop and think. First, you would have to know all the athletes that trained at ATT, all the athletes that trained at Greg Jackson, you know, to say who was the best. But Miletich, I mean, with Matt, with Pat, obviously, Tim Sylvia, Jens Pulver, Jeremy Horn fought out of there. Eilers, by the way, his anniversaries, I hate that. I hate anniversaries of deaths, and I'm not a big fan of happy birthday to people that have died.
Uh-huh.
But I just saw Justin Eilers was murdered on this day in history just a couple days ago. I want to say it was Christmas Eve at a family backyard picnic.
Wow. Family member did it?
I believe so.
That's what they say. Like, it's always the closest to you, right?
That's why I don't want anybody close.
Yeah. Well, the COVID is the perfect thing for you. You've been living 6 feet of separation for years.
Truly.
You don't give your back when you're in a public place.
I never do.
You always have two exit points, like you're.
Well, you keep your back so the virus can't come from behind.
Oh yeah, because you can defend every negative
right.
joke.
Exactly. Exactly.
But no, like, if you were a fighter, let's say time period all equal. Okay, so I know there's different periods, but if you were up and coming UFC star fighter, what camp or what coach would you want to be trained in?
I mean, that's so difficult. I mean, it's impossible to say that. It truly is. They're all
like. Would you join a gym because you're the people who are the names that are in it? Like if
it
if
was
Matt Hughes.
Hold on a second. Okay. If it was me.
Yeah, you.
Of who I know and what I know and all that kind of stuff, or if it's a new, young, up and coming fighter, what gym would I go to if I was an 18-year-old? I don't know anything. I've watched the UFC for 2 years and I like.
So give me both. Give me, you're young, you don't know anything, you're naive. Are you going to go with, like, your favorite fighter and try to go to his camp? Like, you're going to go to, like, the Ireland and train with McGregor and the gym that he saved. Did you see he gave money to keep the gym alive?
If I was young and I didn't know anything and I had no money, I would say I would start at a gym where I lived. You know, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to go to, you know, ATT, you know, and live in the dorm and hang out. And, you know, I would start fresh at some gym, you know. But the problem with that is you don't have any money to train. You know, so I don't know. And to say me, who would I go to? It's so unfair because
you know everybody.
I don't know.
Well, who do you think is the best camp, best coach, will put out the best quality product at the end result?
I think, again, it's unfair to say that because you're going by the fighters in that camp.
Right. Right. Like John Jones, like Greg Jackson.
Yeah, you're going, you know, Greg Jackson because of who he's had. You're going to go ATT because of who
they have. Mike
Brown has. You know, Mike Brown. I mean, the first name that comes to mind, and I can't tell you if he's a good coach. If you put a gun to my head,
okay,
and I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people that I consider friends.
Oh, boy.
The first one that comes to mind, you know, outside of Greg, but I know he's cutting back, I would say Dean. I would say Dean Thomas.
Dean Thomas.
It's the first one that comes to mind. Now, I know Mike Brown or, you know, Joanna Champion likes to say Mikey. You know, I know Mike Brown and, you know, Duke Rufus, and there's so many of Matt Serra. But the first one, because we have Dean on so much,
yeah,
you know, was down there at ATT, I would say Dean.
Because of his style of fighting, because of the personality, style?
I don't really think any of that, you know, because his fighting style doesn't really have anything to do with what he's teaching you and training you. And, you know, Greg Hardy isn't fighting the same way that Dean Thomas fought.
Right.
You know, the other ATT fighters that, you know, Dean has been involved with.
Now, a lot of sports take a lot of scrutiny because, like, the old school mentality of, like, you know, in your face, the rah, 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 like, where now everybody has feelings and everybody's a snowflake and everybody has rights and you can't scream at kids. And Mike Singletary is not allowed to coach anymore because...
Neither is Bobby Knight.
Right, because he can't throw chairs or choke out,
Or choke players.
Choke players when they don't perform on the court. So, you know, with that being said... Is the MMA world the same? Like, are coaches still in your face, like that intensity to get the best out of their fighters, or have they had to conform to political correctness?
First and foremost, I haven't been in a whole lot of gyms while they're training fighters. Okay, you go and do interviews, you go and you hang out, you know, when I went to Albuquerque, whatever. I would find it hard to believe that there'd be many MMA coaches that are Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Bobby Knight's going to get in somebody's face and, you know, do the stuff that Bobby Knight allegedly did or what we saw on video.
Well, because the fighters could actually
punch
fight back.
Right. No, exactly.
Like, how are you going to intimidate John Jones if you're like, you know, if he doesn't do what you say to do?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So that doesn't, you know, correlate. You know, I don't think it's like that. I would imagine you go into an MMA gym, it's a different world. You already know. You know what's going to happen. You already know what training is. You already know you're going to get the crap kicked out of you. All of that stuff.
Because I feel like Pat Miletich had that kind of military like motif about his camp was more of like a military discipline style, like hard, rigid.
I think all gyms are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, when I trained with David Vieira, it was the same thing. You know, when I trained over with Daniel, you know, in Tampa at Tiger's World, it was the same thing. The only thing is...
You trained with Joe Tiger?
I did.
That's sweet.
I trained with the Tiger.
Oh, Carol Baskin. That Tiger ate a person.
Allegedly.
That's the best thing to come out of 2020.
And I want to think of how to say this without, you know, offending, but if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. I mean...
How can you prove anything?
Tiger ate it.
And didn't the Tiger eat the bones, too? Allegedly.
Everything.
So if it's not like going and draining the ocean.
Right. You're going to find bone or find
the gun or whatever.
Right.
You ain't finding nothing.
She did it right.
You starved the lion long enough. Allegedly.
Allegedly. A tiger.
Tiger, whatever. You know, it's kind of like the Blake Shelton song. The one about the dog. So the song it's about a guy who goes to prison.
Okay.
And he befriends the warden and he takes his dog, something hound, bloodhound.
Okay.
For a walk every night. So he gets a letter from a cousin of his, and they work out this whole plan. So they take the inmate takes the bloodhound to the cousin and they meet in the woods.
Okay.
And the cousin has brought a female dog.
Okay.
And they like hook up every night and whatever. And then he takes them for a walk and like for a week doesn't take them to the female dog.
Okay.
That's how he used it to get away. Because they were the object of the song is this bloodhound can catch everything. So he set this whole thing up with a mate, and then like a week later, he takes him to the dog and then runs away. And the bloodhound is so interested in the dog, he disappears. He escapes.
Huh.
That's country. That's a little country for you.
Well, if you play it backwards, you get everything back, right?
So allegedly.
A lot of people could play 2020 backwards and get their businesses back, their homes back.
When we come back, we'll look at this Sunday's game, you know, with the Bucks and the Falcons.
Okay.
We'll make a prediction on that, but we'll also, I want to know the first fight of 2020 that comes to mind and the fight you are looking forward to most, if any, in 2021. That's what we'll do when we return. Coming back from our final break of 2020, good to see 2020 leave, but I'm telling you, 2021 will not be any better. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
Because Hulk Hogan was cold as ice.
He was.
He was.
And he's the GOAT. And finishing the year out with the GOATs. And thanks to the studio for the respect. To finish the year off with the last liner coming out of break.
See, you're so wrong.
My God.
Now you've just set yourself up.
Why?
Because we'll have him one more liner. And now I'm going to request the Macho Man liner be played.
Before the end of the show? Before the end of 2020?
Yeah.
No.
When we go to our final break, there's a liner, there's a break, and then, matter of fact, there's another liner. So there's two more liners that can be played.
Dang.
And Terry is in the discussion.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Terry for opening his Hogan's Hangout, finally, the much-awaited.
And we're not broadcasting from there. Why?
I don't think it's open just yet. They did the tasting last week. It's supposed to open this week, but I just got back to the country, so I haven't checked in. But
haven't kissed butt enough yet?
No.
But Jerry!
With the goat. And
he's in the discussion. I mean, there is so many.
Yeah, but there's one.
There's only one Terry Bollea. I get that. But I'm saying it's subjective, really, when it comes
like
to...
There's certain names that just, like, solidify the sport. You say Wayne Gretzky, you think hockey, right? Or you say hockey, you think Wayne Gretzky.
He is the great one.
You think basketball? Jordan?
No, there's a ton of them.
No, Jordan's the face of the...
When you say basketball...
He's not Jerry Sloan, but he's not the face of this NBA logo.
Or Jerry West.
Or whatever, same thing. They're both short little white guys. Like, they played on your baseball team.
Again, there's a list. There's a list of professional wrestlers.
You say wrestling. Who's the first face that comes to your name? First.
Randy?
Really?
Rick?
Macho Man?
Rick? Terry? I mean, I could go on and on and
golf.
On.
Golf.
Tiger?
Race car. NASCAR.
Randy LaJoy.
Who?
Exactly.
Was he sponsored by Mounds Joy?
I've told this story before. So when I was dating my wife, she and her best friends would always go to these racetracks on the weekend in Danbury, Connecticut. And it was just a little racetrack, like what they have here in Largo or Almerton.
Oh, like where Tony Stewart killed the guy?
So
like dirt tracks?
So I would go, and there was the most hated driver there. He was the Dale Earnhardt of this Danbury racetrack. His name was Randy LaJoy.
Okay.
Who would drive people on the wall and do all the crap that Dale Earnhardt would do. Well, Randy LaJoy became my favorite driver, and his son, he went on to be a NASCAR driver.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, common sense, when you say NASCAR, it's one of two names.
Dale Earnhardt.
Well, it's Dale Earnhardt. It's Richard Petty for older people.
Okay.
And then you throw out the Jimmy
Jeff
Johnson,
Gordon.
Jeff Gordon, you know, and those guys. So,
okay. Baseball.
Pete Rose.
Ooh.
Because that's my favorite player.
Not Babe Ruth?
I'm Pete Rose. I like Pete Rose. He still does not belong in the Hall of Fame because of what he did.
But not your personal like. But when you think of the sport, like what image comes to your mind? Like
when you said baseball, I said Pete Rose. Okay. But, I mean, I could say a ton of people. But, again, at least all of that, there's records. There's, you know, you can put stipulations. You know, the greatest pitcher of all time, the greatest batter of all time, the greatest this, the greatest that, the greatest guy who could hit opposite the switch. You know, any of that stuff.
Easy, Don.
But when you say wrestling, and it's not because it's scripted, but it's because it's scripted, you can't go wins and losses. How about the guy who had 157 consecutive losses? I think he's more a goat than a guy that, because he took the beating. Yeah. He took the script.
I saw an interview with Terry. I was watching old video clips. Like I think it was last year. And he said that after he was having his 10th back surgery, and he said, you know, I surely didn't get that memo that it was fake.
No,
it's
not fake. It's scripted. There's a big difference.
Absolutely.
You know, scripted, you know who's going to win. You know who's going to lose. You know the moves. You know, it like threw me one time I was backstage, and they're talking about, all right, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And so it's scripted.
What would your finishing move be if you were a wrestler?
I used to do, when I was at the jiu-jitsu gym, they always laughed at me because I did the headlock.
Oh, the jiu-jitsu. The bulldog?
A headlock. And a little noogie.
The Ben Askren, Robbie Lawler bulldog choke?
Yeah, well, this was just a headlock. Okay. But again, just to finish the thing.
You wouldn't like melt your ice cream on them or like stuff the cone in their mouth?
No.
I could see that.
You mean like Mick Ferrari. Mick, what's Foley? You know, where he stuck the glove in the guy's mouth?
Yeah.
You know, I have one of those gloves.
Really?
Yeah, it was a CD and the glove, the Mankind. Or
Which glove would you rather have, that or Michael Jackson sequin?
I was watching, I think it was TMZ, and the guy who got hit by the Walmart truck.
Oh, Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan had one of Michael Jackson's gloves, and it was in a case and all that kind of stuff. And the dude is funny. Tracy Morgan, that's his name, right?
Yeah, Tracy Morgan.
Is hilarious. So at the end of the interview, the guy said something like, you know, be careful, be careful with the virus. He goes, hell with the virus. Be careful of Walmart trucks. It was funny.
He got paid off that Walmart truck.
He probably owns Walmart.
Yeah, he made more money than anything he'll ever do in his career. All you got to do is get hit by a Walmart truck.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. Or any of those.
Any Amazon truck, any of them.
So, again, it's not fake. Anybody who says wrestling is fake, it's scripted. You know, to take the falls and the beatings and the trips and the injuries. You know, these athletes are injured all the time.
Right.
You know, from bumps and bruises and blah, 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 blah. So I've never said it was fake. It's not fake. It's scripted. So to say any of them, to say Terry is the greatest in something that's scripted, is kind of hard to do. Because you can't go by wins and losses. You can't go by... You know, Ric Flair, 19 world titles. It just means you know how to read the script 19 times, right?
Well, the same script.
Pretty much so. But it's what you enjoy. It's who brought entertainment and joy to you. It's no different than an actor. Who's the greatest actor of all time?
Me. I pretend like
I didn't
care.
I didn't, yeah. I could have just blown my FCC license. It's the same thing. It's who brings entertainment to you. When it's scripted, if you're going by wins and losses, you know, who's the greatest pitcher of all time? You got to go with who has the most wins. That makes him the greatest pitcher, right?
Yeah.
You know, who's the best batter? Now, your question back would be, are you talking about base hits or are you talking about home runs? Well, base hits, you know who that is. Unless you're going to add the Japanese records, and then it could be Ichiro.
On and on. Depending on the league they come from.
Depending on everything. You know, but when it's scripted, it's different. So that's why I've always said, and no disrespect to Terry is on that Mount Rushmore of X amount of bus. But it's changed. You know, my era, obviously Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair, Macho Man, you know, DDP, who I'd loved, you know, Terry. Then you add all the new people. So when it's scripted, I think it's very unfair and hard to say who's the GOAT.
Well, maybe up for debate.
Now,
on
if Terry was in the building, right? I might say yes.
Well, while it's up for debate on who the GOAT of wrestling may be, I think we can all agree that the GOAT of TV entertainment was lost this year, Alex Trebek. That was a great loss for game show host, iconic figure.
Iconic figure, very well liked man. I'm not being disrespectful, but to say the greatest of entertainment.
Maybe the greatest Canadian of all time.
That's died or just the greatest comedian?
All time. This is a dull country.
I don't know. I think Shake is up there. I'm going to put my boy Shake.
Who's Shake?
Shake is on my Facebook page. He's management of Russell Peters. I mean, Russell's a Canadian too. Jason Rosso, who's our Canadian correspondent.
Your boy, Theodias.
Yeah.
But it was a huge loss. 2020 was a tough year. We lost a lot of big names, big faces, big voices.
You know what's sad, scary, and I hate myself for this? I don't enjoy that anybody's passed away. I don't want, you know, you're going to come back and say I'm. But when they do all these reviews and year in review, I like that segment. That's the only segment I like watching.
Well, because you actually know their backstory. And you don't really know someone until they pass. Like, that's the only time you actually will stop and pay attention to.
That's unfortunate sometimes.
Because Alex Trebek he worked his way up, and he hosted three game shows at once.
I saw that show.
Documentary. It was amazing. Someday they'll do one on you.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll finally see what's all in your storage lockers. Yeah. I'm getting that Don Mattingly jersey.
I don't have a Don Mattingly jersey.
Sure you don't.
I really don't.
We'll find out the day after you pass.
You know, I do have a Reggie Jackson autographed game jersey that was promised to me. We did it in trade, and I never got it.
Look, your body's still going to be warm. I'm going to be looking through that box.
I think you're going to take me out just so you can get in.
Hey, Joe, lock the door. I got to talk to Randy. We're gonna make sure he doesn't make it to 2021.
There's a reason that I change storage units every year and a half. I don't want anybody to know where all my
don't
crap
forget
is.
Where they are. Don't.
I have.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you have them all over.
I have a safe deposit box I just found. I didn't even know. I can't wait to see what's in it. So,
well, all right. If in the safe deposit box is a crystal ball, I'm looking forward to 2021. Obviously, McGregor and Poirier, it's the biggest fight.
We're going to Twitch. We're going to give Twitch a shot.
Yes, we are.
You know, CES is coming up in a couple weeks. It's all online. I'm going to get some new equipment. I'm going to get a check from you to pay for some of that equipment.
Perfect.
So looking forward to that. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's been an absolute crazy year. Fortunately for you, unfortunately for others, we will be back.
We will.
We will be back next Wednesday. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
And your contract is now voided out. So
First Class Airlines coming my way.
Yes. See everybody next year. Be safe in the living room on whenever New Year's Eve
is. If you make it that far.
I want to thank Knockout Radio and everybody involved, as well as 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next year.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.